Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Let's go to the hotline. We bring in a super friend to the show. And man, he's covering all kinds of baseball with John Boy Media. Baseball Today. After every World Series game, he is the pride of Northeast Ohio. He is Sir Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Gentlemen, Tom, welcome to the insanity. How are you?
Thanks, Chris. Nice to hear from you.
Yes. How is everybody doing in our fair land?
How are you doing, man? Did you catch up on your sleep? 18. I got to tell you, the series is tied up at two. I know you're all over this stuff. So, I mean, how much fun is this World Series?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. So we record Baseball Today after the game's over. We actually didn't start recording until 2 a.m. And our producer's on the East Coast. So he was done with the work at about 6:30 in the morning, which is great. I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you grind through. And it's a ton of fun. I was down there before game three, so I got to run into a bunch of former Guardians. I had a lengthy chat with Bieber the day before he started. Saw Andres, Miles Straw. So all that was nice. I'm very happy for all those guys, and they've provided a ton of entertainment so far. And to be honest with you, I mean, I think the Blue Jays have taken it to them. I know the series is tied at two, but the Dodgers had a complete game, which virtually never happens in the playoffs. And then they win an 18-inning game, which virtually never happens in the playoffs. Other than that, Toronto has really, I felt like, outplayed them significantly.
Yeah, they hammered them in the two wins. Chris, you know, the game the other night, I was talking to some friends yesterday. I'm old enough to remember the 1975 Carlton Fisk walk-off, the Bernie Carbo home run in that game. Some memorable and some forgettable game sevens with the Indians and the Guardians. Where do you rank that game three in the pantheon of great World Series games?
Well, I mean, it's the length of the game that makes it
true.
So interesting, right? I mean, you know, I'm not going to compare it to the Twins 1-0 10-inning win that won the World Series in game seven of the 91 World Series. But I mean, it's the longer it goes, there's more intrigue because we all thought Will Smith had walked it off. We thought Teoscar Hernandez had walked it off, but there weren't a ton and I'm almost positive on this. There weren't like bases loaded, one out in the 14th. And so we had some amazing job done by a pitcher there with a lot of empty bases. So I think that kind of
negates it a little bit, right? Yeah.
But the fact that when you saw Yamamoto go down to the bullpen like 48 hours after he just spun a gem,
I think that's
what made everybody kind of perk up, because Dave Roberts had done an interview with Tom Verducci and an inning or two earlier had said, hey, listen, Will Klein's going to go as far as he can. Then we're going to go to a position player. Everybody said, are going nuts. Like, what? We're going to see a position. Like, somebody's Austin Hedges is going to go out there and throw in a World Series game.
Yeah.
So that's just, I think that's what made it more intriguing.
Yeah. And you saw Kershaw potentially throw the final pitches of his career. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm glad Toronto has played the way they have. I was really worried that the Dodgers were going to carry all that momentum from the NLCS into the series. So it's, we got us a series on our hands. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's been great. It's been great. And at least it's going back to Toronto, which I think will, although interrupt a lot of people's Halloween plans, still worthwhile as a sports fan.
I thought last night, man, after an 18 inning game and Toronto had a chance to get back they had the opportunity to try to get at the Dodgers bullpen, you know, and then you lose Springer. I'm like, there's no way Toronto was winning last night. You're going up against Shohei. And then it's just, I think it just goes back to the mantra of the Blue Jays. Like, there's just no fear in that team, and they are not going away. And when they go down, even if it's 0-2 in the ALCS, like, they're not going away. And I love that persona about the team.
Yeah, they're the best contact team in baseball. And when they do make contact with the ball, they also add slug to it. And that's the difference. And as Guardians fans, we sit here and we say, well, why can't we build a team like that? Well, first of all, we do have our Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but we don't have a Bo Bichette, right? I mean, Bo Bichette missed 30 games and was still second in the league in hits. I mean, that guy's a machine. He didn't play in a game in 6 weeks, and he's still knocking the ball off the wall. A guy runs like me, but, I mean, that's kind of irrelevant. He's still putting the meat of the bat on the ball, and that's impressive. And then, you know, they find guys like Barger had a huge year and has come up big. Our buddy Ernie Clement has turned into a pest.
Yeah, he's been great.
Yeah, he's been unreal. Andres has given them the sort of at-bats that he wasn't giving us, and he wasn't giving them throughout the season. And that's a huge deal, because go look at the number 9 hitter for the Dodgers, Andy Páez. He has been brutal. And so Shohei's coming up with nobody on base. Could you imagine if he's coming up with dudes on base? I mean, it just totally changes the strategy, I think, somewhere throughout the inning, and Jays are getting production at the bottom of the lineup, and the Dodgers aren't.
I'm just curious on this too, because when Springer hit the home run to help the Jays, you know, win the ALCS, I saw this video of a hockey game of these kids that were playing. They were U18. I don't know if you saw it or not. And somebody in the stands must have shouted out, "Hey, Springer hit a home run. Jays just took the lead." And it was two teams that were going for a faceoff. And the kids started high-fiving each other.
That's awesome.
And then, no, the greater part of it was the team started hugging each other on the other side. And, like, I'm watching that, and I'm like, oh, man, that is such a Cleveland vibe. Like, that's how we roll here. Give me the L.A. vibe on this thing. Is it trendy? I mean, Chris, you know better than that. And, like, you know what it's like to be here for a World Series. I'm just wondering what it's like to be in L.A.
Well, you can say a lot of things about L.A. sports fans, but I will give them this. I think they're really good Lakers fans, and they're really good Dodgers fans. And other than that, they just kind of pick and choose, which, having lived out here for 25 years, I understand, right? I mean, I don't want to even mention the weather. It's not fair to my hometown, so I won't do that. But there's just a lot of other stuff that can keep you occupied and will pique people's interests, even if it's for about 13 seconds, and then they move on to somebody else who they think could help them get in their entertainment role. But they do care about the Dodgers. And I do think that a lot of people who pay attention to the sport went into this thing saying, hey, the Blue Jays are not an easy out here. They are not an easy out. And so there were people who are kind of fringe Dodger fans who are like, well, we're just going to waltz to our second. But that's not it. That's not it. It's a really, really good team. I think tonight's going to be fascinating, because I think there's a ton of pressure on Blake Snell to get back to what he was prior to game one, when they knocked him around for 5 runs and 11 base runners. So this is the Dodgers. I'm not going to guarantee they'll win the rest of the series if they win tonight, but they have to win tonight. I don't think that they have the ability to win 6 and 7 there based on what's going on with their bullpen.
Chris, I was lucky. I spent some formative years living in the Valley back in the
nice.
Yeah. And you know, lucky enough also that my dad took us to Chavez Ravine, you know, for games every year. Can you explain to people what a kind of a, I don't call it a magical place, but it's a pretty special baseball setting.
It is. until you have to drive home. And then it's not the happiest place on earth. It's for years, you know, we would grow up in Cleveland, or we'd see the 1988 home run of Kirk Gibson, and you'd see all the brake lights in the background. Right. And you'd go, why are people leaving? It's a freaking World Series game. But when you have ever tried to leave Dodger Stadium, you understand it.
Yeah.
Whoever designed the parking lot out there should never have gotten a job again, because it is brutal. But in terms of, yes, the aura, when you get up into the high seats, just looking out past the wall and seeing the palm trees and just the area around it, it is pretty picturesque. And they put together a great product, and people can say, well, the Dodgers are ruining baseball and all that. I don't buy it. I think it's great that they give their fans what they want, and that is a World Series contender every year. When do we get to the Browns?
Yeah, let's go to the Browns. All right, so we're at the bye week, 2-6.
Stop.
Cool quarterback. Hey, all right, what do you think?
I think it's been an unmitigated disaster. And
I thought you were going to go really the feel. Other direction. Yeah. Okay.
Guys, there's a couple of stories going on here. Number one is, it's not simply, is Dylan Gabriel better than Shador?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
For Sanders, I don't think that's where we are, although I don't think that the Browns have handled this thing very well publicly. And I'm always a guy that says it's more important what it does inside a locker room or a clubhouse than what it does in front of a microphone to appease media and fans. I've always been that, you know, had that thought process. But I do start to wonder what's going on inside that locker room, because it can be so divisive. There's no other sport where the players play on separate sides of the football, right? In baseball, if a guy's 2 for his last 17, he still has to go out and play shortstop.
Yep.
Right? If a guy's in a terrible shooting slump, well, you damn well better go D up the guy on the other end of the court, or it's going to be like we're playing 4-on-5. There's going to be a problem. This is totally different. So you can feel it when the defensive players have stepped to the microphone lately, whether it's Grant Delpit, who says that it's been so long, I don't even remember how to win or what it feels like to win. And then Miles Weekly Friday press conference or post game keeps getting more and more combative. You can understand all that. So at some point they can't be blind to that fact. It doesn't matter what the fans want. It doesn't. I'm a fan, and I want to see Shador play, but my feelings don't matter because it's going to have zero impact on the team. What does matter is what's going on inside. And, Tom, I'm sure you've seen it up close and personal.
Yeah, it's so. Been, I mean, 2-6, you know, Andy and I talk about the expectations going into this year were, okay, let's evaluate what this rookie class is. Let's see if there's a quarterback worth keeping, et cetera, et cetera. It seems like, Chris, we were laughing about this. Everybody is okay with that idea Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday comes, and you live through the emotion of the game, and it just feels 10 times worse than it probably is. You know, we've been trying to extract the positive out of this 2-6 start, and it looks like, you know, at least you've got a rookie class that is contributing. What is your takeaway after the first 8 games that you're kind of holding on to and giving you that glimmer of hope?
Well, I don't think I can put takeaway and glimmer of hope together right now. And I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No, that's fair.
But I watch the offense and wonder how it got so bad from 2023, or even under Jameis Winston, it was watchable.
Right.
Might not have been winning a lot of games, but I kind of keep going back to that Monday nighter in Denver that feels like it was decades ago. And
yeah, the Jerry Jeudy game.
What is, it's like, what is happening? Where did it go so wrong? And it's not just on a quarterback who's not even 6 feet tall. It's not just that. I try and think to myself, if we were to combine talents with like a mid offensive team, like even the Steelers, how many of our guys, our top 11, would definitely start for them? You know, it wouldn't be the quarterback. It's probably the running back. You know, maybe one or two of the guards, right?
Yeah.
Neither of the tackles.
No.
Probably your tight end.
Maybe.
Judy slides in there because their second receiver isn't very good. But it's at best, you're looking at four.
Yeah.
I think.
Agreed.
Four out of a team that's not exactly lighting up the scoreboard. I guess that's where I sit, is that even on an average offense, we just can't – we don't feel like we've got – great ball players there right now. And that's why I kind of go back and forth with, well, we've got 2 first round picks next year and all that. Like, do we try and build up the team and then drop the quarterback in? Well, I think that at least part of your answer you can find in the second half of this year. I don't think Shador would make a huge difference, but I want to see. I just want to see. Do I think he's better than Dylan Gabriel? Yes, I do. Do I think that Dylan Gabriel, I think there are people taking pot shots at him because they want to see Sanders play. I think Dylan Gabriel could be a fine backup in this league. But that's, I think, where he maxes out.
You think they make a move by next week, by trade deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I think they might trade some bit parts. Do you want to ask me, do I think they trade Myles Garrett?
That or Denzel. I don't know why. I just, for some reason, I have a weird feeling about Denzel.
Man,
you can't.
I don't think you can either.
And Chris, you make a good point about the offense too. It's when you watch other teams, it just seems so hard for the Browns to do anything. And you're right. Like, what happened to the team that at least could move the ball up and down the field last year? It feels like they're playing in the red zone on every snap. Everything is so condensed. And and you're right. You can't put that all on Gabriel. He's a rookie quarterback. He's 4 games into his career. But I do think, Chris, and I think you hit on it, I don't think they view him as anything other than your backup quarterback going forward. And I don't think that
by the way, that's fine.
It is fine.
And we could have the argument about whether or not you spend a late third round pick on a backup quarterback.
Right.
You know, that's an organizational philosophy. And I'll actually listen to it because it wasn't the only third round pick we had. In fact, it was the 5th pick of our draft. It wasn't the 3rd pick of our draft. So to me, that's a very different thought process. But if that's the way you're going to go, then, my God, if you spent a lottery ticket on a guy who was obviously talented at the collegiate level, then go cash it in. Don't keep it in your car. At least see if you hit on some of the numbers. Because you might end up getting nothing back. You might get $4 back on the $20 you spent. Or, hell, it might be the Powerball. But you're not going to find it out if you keep it in the glove compartment.
Let me give you another thought here, just heading into the offseason and looking forward to another quarterback. Like, I don't feel, as strong as everybody thought this quarterback class was in college coming out, like, I just, like, right now, middle of the season, and maybe I need to wait till the end to see how it all plays out. Like, I don't feel like anyone's walking out that door of college next year. Can you see Fernando Mendoza being the starting quarterback of the Browns next year? Like, I just don't see it right now. And maybe it's just a little early. I'm just not, like, overwhelmed by the thought of, oh, man, they got to keep moving up for a draft pick in this because they got to get that guy coming out of college. I don't. Do you see that or not, or am I nuts?
So here's – I'm going to try and help the fan base out because I started watching these guys like week one and started dreaming, well, okay, who do we have to move up for? Are we going to have a shot at them? All that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've been – it's been very underwhelming.
Yes.
When you've watched a lot of these guys, you haven't felt that great. You know who people felt great about? Trevor Lawrence. Can't miss. And now you're sitting here. We're in year five. The guy's gotten his $200-plus million contract. And the Jags are, okay. And he's a big part of the reason why they haven't taken another step. Mm. Right? That was a can't. Remember when he was a freshman? We were like, oh, my God, when is he going to be draft eligible? Mm. People are going to be. And how about this? Does everybody remember the tanking for Tua slogan?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yep.
How's that working out these days? So my point is that even the people that get you excited, you just never know. And nobody was beating down the doors saying, Bo Nix is our guy, but he sure as hell looks like a franchise quarterback now. I mean, what was he, the fifth quarterback taken in that class? Granted, he was a high first-round pick, but he was the fifth most sought-after quarterback. And, you know, this is just the way it goes, guys. But I do think somewhere down the line it's going to be a first-round quarterback. But I want to at least know 100% that Shador can't do it.
No, I'm with you. And I think, you know, the other thing too, Chris, that these rebuilding projects that have gone on with Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. has to make them kind of rethink maybe the way they go about it. Now, I'm not saying that they need to use one of those first round picks next year to take a quarterback. I think that's a given. But I think there's other ways to skin a cat here.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. Hey, Chris, we got to roll, bud. I just imagine Dante Moore being starting quarterback next year and Dylan Gabriel being his backup. What an Oregon,
Oregon
fun that would be. Goodbye, my friend. We love you. Talk to you soon.
Guys, take care.
Talk to you soon.
Guys.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good.
Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.